His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Early clouds, otherwise mainly sunny today, 65 to 70. It'll be clear tonight, low in the 30s. Now for tomorrow, partly sunny, 55 to 60 for Veterans Day. Friday, cloudy with periods of rain, lower 60s. Saturday, windy with scattered showers, temperature around 50 degrees. The Millerton Fire Department reminds everybody and anyone that wants or needs to talk about their feelings over the impact of the fire that occurred this weekend. There will be an open community debriefing held at their firehouse, 29th Century Boulevard. That is happening tonight at 7 p.m. Now, due to road construction in North Canaan, the Veterans Day ceremony in North Canaan on Thursday at 11 o'clock will be held in the Couch Pipe of VFW Post parking lot near their tank and flagpole. Light fare will be served upon completion. All are invited from 5 to 7. There will be a free spaghetti dinner to area veterans and their significant others upstairs in the hall. Donations will be accepted. The Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary, as a reminder, they have their Memory Tree fundraiser coming up. Individuals can make donations in memory of a loved one or honor someone by donating $5 per individual. The tree will be displayed at the Sharon Town Hall lobby between November 25th and December 31st. To obtain a form, you can contact the Selectman's Office at 860-364-5789. The form can be dropped off at the drop box located near the Sharon Town Hall or mailed to Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary, P.O. Box 794, Sharon, Connecticut, 06069. Dutchess County employees will have something extra to feel thankful for this month. Any non-elected county employee who worked during the pandemic last year, including those who left this year under good terms, will receive a stipend of up to $1,000. The county legislature approved that on Monday. The program is being funded by using $1.84 million of the roughly $57 million in American Rescue Plan money coming into the county. The measure passed unanimously with three legislators absent, and will result in stipends to 1,609 employees, while the resolution called for them to receive payment before the end of November. A release from legislature chairperson Greg Pulver said payment will be made before the end of the year. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum is being awarded a $4,700 Connecticut Humanities Grant for a project reinventing farming, how small farmers in the northwest corner are finding niches amidst climate change, industrial farms, and large supply chains. The project is scheduled for February to May 2022 and will include five-minute issue-based videos, an exhibit of changing farming implements, including photos of local farms over time, and four moderated panels with local farmers and agriculture teachers. The films will be part of the oral history collection at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. The project is being led by Carol Asher, an independent researcher, publisher, author, and journalist. Mariel Rogers serves as videographer and project registrar. Jonathan Doster, professional photographer and videographer, serves as videographer, post-production editor, and video designer. Out of Austerlitz, New York, the Austerlitz Historical Society's annual Holiday House and Shop will be held from 10 to 4 on Saturday, November 13th, and noon to 4 on Sunday, the 14th, at Old Austerlitz at 11550 State Route 22. The historic Monterey Devereaux House will be open with period rooms donated for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Some decorations will be available for purchase. The house will also host a bake sale, soup kitchen, and quilt and raffle, an art raffle. Additionally, the historic Harvey House, which houses the shop at Old Austerlitz, will have historic toys, antiques, jewelry, and art available for purchase. Admission is free, and purchases benefit the ongoing programs and maintenance of Old Austerlitz. So, meetings coming up this week in our area. In Cornwall, at 10:30 in the morning, the Cullimore Conservation Commission has a meeting. Sharon has their Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at 5:30. The Village of Millerton has a meeting of the Planning Board. That is set for 7 p.m. In Sheffield, 7 p.m., also the Planning Board meeting. In Cornwall, on the 13th, from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., it's the Holiday Fair at the United Church of Christ, 8 Bolton Hill Road. And, of course, that is in Cornwall, Connecticut. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And, by the way, they have a new tapas menu, interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 36,319.98, the NASDAQ at 15,886.54, and the S&P 500 at 4685.25. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes.